Hi everyone, welcome back to the MedBullet Step 1 podcast. In today's episode, we covered the topic of teres major, found under the anatomy section at medbullets.com. Let's begin with an introduction to the teres major. In terms of its origin, the teres major originates on the dorsal surface of the inferior angle of the scapula. It inserts on the medial lip of the intertubercular groove of the humerus. With regards to its action, remember that it adducts and medially rotates the arm. In terms of its innervation, the teres major is innervated by the lower subscapular nerve with contributions from C6 and C7. And lastly, with regards to its arterial supply, remember that the teres major is supplied by the subscapular and circumflex scapular arteries. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to the teres major, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. A 16-year-old boy presents to the emergency room with severe right shoulder pain following a painful overhead swing during a competitive volleyball match. On physical exam, the patient has limited active range of motion of the right shoulder and significant pain with passive motion. Suspecting a rotator cuff injury, the physician obtains an MRI, which indicates a minor tear in the tendon of the rotator cuff muscle that is innervated by the axillary nerve. Which of the following muscles was affected? And the answer choices are: choice 1, infraspinatus; choice 2, subscapularis; choice 3, supraspinatus; choice 4, teres major; or choice 5, teres minor. The best answer to this question is choice 5, teres minor. This young athlete with limited shoulder mobility has injured his teres minor muscle, which is the only muscle among the four rotator cuff muscles that is innervated by the axillary nerve. The axillary nerve, which receives innervation from C5 and C6, innervates the teres minor and the deltoid muscles. The shoulder muscles that form the rotator cuff are the following: the supraspinatus muscle, which is innervated by the suprascapular nerve and functions to abduct the arm from 0 to 15 degrees. The infraspinatus muscle, which is innervated by the suprascapular nerve and functions to externally rotate the arm. The subscapularis muscle, which is innervated by the upper and lower subscapular nerve and functions to internally rotate and adduct the arm. And the teres minor muscle, which is innervated by the axillary nerve and functions to adduct and externally rotate the arm. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choice 1. The infraspinatus muscle is innervated by the suprascapular nerve. Choice 2. The subscapularis muscle is innervated by the upper and lower subscapular nerves. Choice 3. The supraspinatus muscle is innervated by the suprascapular nerve. Choice 4. The teres major muscle, which is not one of the four muscles of the rotator cuff, is innervated by the lower subscapular nerve and the thoracodorsal nerve. The teres major muscle functions to adduct and medially rotate the arm. Finally, a bullet summary. The teres minor is innervated by the axillary nerve. That's all for this review about teres major. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullet Step 1 podcast, a daily audio review session from MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on medbullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we'd be thrilled if you considered leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow, right here on the MedBullet Step 1 podcast.